thank you to a listener for giving me a heads up on this story, because I missed it. It actually happened last week, if I'm understanding correctly. But and because there's a happy ending, we can maybe be, I don't know if amused is the right word, perplexed by it. Charlie, Denise, and Pat and you on the morning team of WSJW. It's 7:21. So this is a story out of Lake County, Illinois. And a pair of crooks, it says here, they steal a vehicle. It was a Volkswagen. It was a woman's car. Her 2-year-old son was still in the vehicle. So imagine that.
I remember seeing that.
Okay, so you heard this? And you heard that what the situation is? So the story reads, the good news is this particular car had a built-in tracking feature in it, a tracking feature through a service called CarNet. So the authorities get involved and contact CarNet and say, hey, you got this missing car. There's a child inside. You need to track it for us. Where is it? But apparently, according to the story, the vehicle, it was under a trial period for CarNet, and the trial period expired, and the representative at CarNet would not engage the tracking system unless the subscription service was paid for $150.
Oh. Holy cow.
The detective pleaded, explaining that it was extremely exigent circumstances, but the representative didn't budge, saying it was company policy. The sheriff's office says the detective had to work out getting a credit card number and then call the representative back to pay the $150. And then the representative provided the GPS location of the vehicle.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Now,
I don't know what to do if I'm the representative, I guess, but I mean.
Well.
I would make an exception.
I'd make a call myself.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I'd make the call to the superior, I guess.
Good news is, before this happened, actually, the child was located. So. You know, but still the question is, now, of course, Volkswagen's contacted and, you know, you got the service here. What's going on? Volkswagen's statement is, we take the safety and security of our customers very seriously. In fact, we have a procedure in place with our CarNet support service that involves emergency requests from law enforcement, which in previous instances has been executed properly.
Gotcha.
So.
Aha.
That person needs training.
Exactly. It's not a policy or anything, but in fact, Volkswagen says we are going to be addressing the situation. Obviously.
Yeah.
And the boy's unharmed. He's okay.
Good.
So like I said, can you imagine that though?
Right.
I'm just trying to imagine.
How frightening for that little guy.
Yeah. And for the,
you're thinking, the mom. And
you're thinking, this is the worst case scenario, but at least I got a vehicle that can be tracked. And the authority's saying, great, we'll find you in no time, ma'am. You're okay.
Yeah.
So, what? I'm trying to imagine the reaction.
It's almost like a it could be like a movie.
Yeah.
Situation.
Some kind
of
weird movie scene or something.
Right.
Like that. Yeah.
We're not as serious as this, but you know, where they're tracking somebody and then they can't do it because
it sounds comedic, doesn't it?
It does. It
really?
Does.
You got a missing child. No, you got to pay for the subscription service before you tell me where the kid is. What?
Right.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
I guess there will be a lot of training exercises going on in Volkswagen.
You can bet. You can bet on that. So, again, turned out well, so we can be amused, perplexed, I suppose.
You know,
thanks to Bill, our listener, for giving me a heads up. Always appreciate it. Yes, I missed this. I missed it. Denise, you said you might have heard something about it, so it was out there.
I didn't hear the other circumstances about it, but, yeah, I did hear that part of it.